Good morning, everyone. Today is the 30th of August now, and tomorrow is the last day of August. And we've almost made it into fall through this hot, hot summer. Today, Mark is ready for the 24th chapter of Acts, and you know, I can really relate a lot to what Paul is going through here. He's being attacked from all sides because of his faith, and he's got all these people coming against him. He's now in prison and in bonds, and he's going through all this stuff, and he doesn't seem to get any respite from it. If any of you know anything about the case that I had against the federal case against the state of Missouri, you know that it went on for 5 years. That's a long time. And there was a lot of controversy because of that case. And I told my wife, you know, is this ever going to end? You know, and finally it ended. Well, in contradistinction to me and the Apostle Paul, it finally ended for him by death. It ended killing him. So the thought went through my mind a while ago, maybe that's the way it's going to end for me too. maybe it'll end up by him killing me. But anyway, Mark's going to read this morning, and I posted the interview that Walt Stickel did with me, the second interview, it's a part two. Back in 2016, Walt Stickel interviewed me on his program, Hour of Discernment. And I listened to it again, and I'd forgotten a lot of the details and stuff that I went through while that case was going on. Anyway, Mark is going to read from the Authorized King James Version of the Bible from Acts 24 this morning. And I'm going to turn the mic up for Mark. He has a soft voice, and I don't have a real soft voice, and so.
And after 5 days, Ananias, the high priest, descended with the elders and with a certain orator named Tertullus, who informed the governor against Paul. When he was called forward, Tertullus began to accuse him, saying, seeing that by thee we enjoy great quietness, and that very worthy deeds are done in this nation by this providence, we accept it always in all places, most honorable Felix, with all thankfulness. Notwithstanding that I be not further tedious unto thee, I pray thee that thou wouldst hear of thy clemency a few words. We have found this man a pestilent fellow and a mover of sedition among all the Jews throughout the world, and a ringleader of the sects of the Nazarenes, who also hath gone about profaning the temple, whom we took and went in bonds according to our law. The chief captain Lysias came upon us, and with great violence took him away out of our hands, commanding his accusers to come unto thee, by examining of whom thyself mayest take knowledge of all these things where we accuse him. The Jews also sinned, saying these things were so. Then Paul, after that the governor had beckoned unto him to speak, answered, "Forasmuch as I know that thou hast been of many years a judge in this nation, I do the Lord cheerfully answer for myself, because that thou mayest understand that there are but 12 days since I went to Jerusalem for worship, neither found me in the temple disputing with any man, neither raising up the people, neither in the synagogues nor in the city, neither can they prove the things whereof they now accuse me. This I confess unto thee, that after the way which they call heresy, so worship I the God of my fathers, believing all things which are written in the law and in the prophets, and have hope toward God, which they themselves also allow, that there shall be a resurrection of the dead. both the just and unjust, and herein do I exercise myself to have always a conscience void of offense toward God and toward men. After many years I came to bring alms to my nation and offerings, whereupon certain Jews from Asia found me purified in the temple, neither with multitude nor with tumult, who ought to have been here before thee an object if they had aught against me. Or else let these same here say, if they have found any evil doing in me while I stood before the council, except it be for this one voice that cried, staying among them, touching the resurrection of the dead. I am called in question by you this day. And when Felix heard these things, having more perfect knowledge of that way, he deferred them and said, why, Lysias, the chief captain, shall come down. I will know the uttermost of your matter. And he commanded the centurion to keep Paul and to let him have liberty, and that he should forbid none of his acquaintance to minister or come unto him. Then after certain days, when Felix came with his wife Priscilla with the Jewish, he sent for Paul and heard him concerning the faith in Christ and his reason of righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come. Felix trembled and answered, go thy way at this time when I have a convenient season, I will call for thee. He hoped also that money should have been given him and Paul, that he might lose him. Wherefore he sent for him to offer and commune with him. And after 2 years, Porcius Festus came to Felix's room, and Felix, willing to show the Jews a pleasure, left Paul bound.
Thank you, Mark. I hope you all have a good day today. In reality, apart from the return of Christ, none of us are getting out of this alive. God bless.